Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Beacon Retirement Strategies. Pete Benson, John Maxson here, and we're so glad that you've joined in with us on this busy day, I'm sure, but take time out, listen to this whole show. Today we're talking about four common sense investing tips that could help you weather the storms on Wall Street, and there's quite a few of those going on. Then we entered 2022, and of course, we know what that was like, a lot of volatility, loss in the market. Now in 2023, there's a few things we're still dealing with. What kind of things do folks need to be aware of right now?
Well, I mean, everyone's still, you know, dealing with the effects of inflation, which we think has peaked, but that's beginning to come down, but not at the rate that the Fed would like. However, we've had one of the fastest increasing interest rate environments that certainly I've ever seen in my 20 plus years in this industry. And that's recently led to this little bit about the banking crisis. Mm-hmm. We've had a few banks that have gone under. And when you have a bank like Credit Suisse, which has been around for something like 170 years, have to be bought out by UBS in order to keep that a vibrant bank, that's some unique times. And so there's a lot happening right now with the Fed policy, interest rates, debt in America, a lot of things that you need to be paying attention to.
Yeah, and we want to be the givers of good news. So we do have good news. There are four common sense investing tips that we are going to share with you today to help you weather the storm. There are ways through this and around it, and that you can come out the other side and things be still looking good and feeling good for you. So we're going to talk about the number one mistake with market corrections that could postpone your retirement forever. So you need to be aware of that. We're going to talk about simple solutions to minimizing your risk in a time like this. Well, what steps can you take? And a silver lining with a downturn in the stock market. There's always a silver lining, and nobody's talking about that, and we're going to talk about more. So, John, let's just jump right into number one, these common sense investing tips. Number one, don't let your emotions get the best of you. And people hear this, but I'm not sure that practicing it, they're doing so well.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this before. There's a leading research firm called Dalbar. And one of the things that Dalbar does is they study almost exclusively investor behavior. They've done this for decades. And what they find is that most people, certainly there are some, but most people do make, unfortunately, knee-jerk reactions, Pete, or they make decisions that are driven by their emotions. So if there's volatility in the market and they're not feeling good because they're getting statements that might be down on the month or the quarter or the year, that's painful, right? Mm-hmm. And nobody likes to get statements that are down. And so you add to that the media that's this endless rotation of crisis and, you know, edge of abyss and all these other things. And people tend to make really poor decisions with their investments that don't just, they might make them feel better for today or tomorrow, but in the long term, over the next 12 to 18 months, they're probably going to regret some of those decisions.
Yeah, so, you know, you get all excited when the stock market goes up, and then we panic, it seems like, when the stock market goes down. So, folks, if you're just now joining us here on this show, we are Beacon Retirement Strategies. Today's topic, four common sense investing tips, even when you're in the midst of a financial storm like we've been in, really, for a year and a half, 2 years. And so we're sharing with you these common tips that you need to think about and practice. Number one, don't let your emotions get the best of you. According to the USA Today, many people seem to invest rationally until the market gets tough. It's kind of like, you know, the who was it that said, you know, you feel really good until you get hit in the face there.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, Mike Tyson. Everybody feels like a winner. Everything's going good.
Not the greatest investor in American history.
Probably not. And many of you feel like you've been smacked in the mouth over and over with the coronavirus, inflation, interest rates, the bank crisis, and all that. But again, it's being able to still make good decisions in the midst of all that emotion and news that we are seemingly accounting new things every day. You know, we have about eight other great financial advisors here at Beacon. But over the last 18 months, we've had to remind them over and over again as advisors that, yes, their job is to manage the client's money. But equally as important in times like this is to help manage their emotions. And so, folks, having an advisor that can kind of help walk you through this and walk you away from the edge of the cliff and doing something that you're going to later regret and it's going to hurt you is very, very important. And we would encourage you that we would love the opportunity to help you in any way here at Beacon. But if you have an advisor, then talk to them and let them be able to give you some guidance at a time like this so you don't make those kind of decisions. John, there's a lot of great information out there, as opposed to just all the bad information. Forbes has an article, Seven Essential Investor Coping Strategies for This Correcting and Volatile Market. Number one, do nothing. And actually, that can be a very good thing to do as far as, like, I think what they're pointing at is it's better to do nothing than to do the wrong thing and regret it.
Yeah, and I mean, for most people, doing nothing is probably not the best idea.
Right.
And at a very minimum, what you should do is understand your risk. You know, one of the things that we're going to talk about here in a minute is a portfolio stress test. If you don't know what you have and how it's going to react in a volatile market, then you can know and you should know. So that may not mean that you change everything in your portfolio, but getting information is very important. You know, the second one on this list from Forbes is to stop looking at your portfolio on your phone, your tablet, 24 hours a day, seven days a week. And, you know, Pete, we talk about this, have a plan and stick to the plan.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have a plan, you have a plan. It's just not a very good plan. So, and there's several other things, but I think the other one that I would mention from this article is this too shall pass.
Right.
This is not the end of the world. You know, the financial markets are not going to completely collapse or anything like that. We are going to come out of this, but getting good information, know where you're at, that's what you should be doing right now.
So is your current portfolio built to withstand the stress of factors like stock market volatility, inflation, recession, this banking crisis? Do you know how much stress is on your portfolio right now? The best thing that you can do for yourself and your future is to prepare for the worst case scenario and then be pleasantly surprised if everything goes well according to your plan. You need to be certain that you haven't overlooked or underestimated anything, and that's why at Beacon Capital, we'd love to offer you a free portfolio stress test. This is the comprehensive complimentary checkup to help you discover things like how your portfolio is performing in the current market, how much risk you are taking on, to your point, John, how much risk that you have that can affect your future. Are there things that you need to do differently? Plus a tax and fee analysis all thrown in, and it just takes a little bit of your time getting us some great information.
Yeah, the portfolio stress test, it really walks you through a bunch of scenarios with the economy, inflation, taxes, and more to see how your portfolio is gonna weather these different storms potentially that we're going to see. It's going to help you know what to expect and how much money you're going to have in your portfolio and how it'll react in the market. So to schedule your free portfolio stress test, give us a call, 615-488-9303. That number is 615-488-9303. You can also request a meeting at beaconcm.com.
Right. Everyone is focused on the significant volatility and drop in the stock market, but what are the opportunities that could exponentially grow your wealth? We're going to share those when we come right back here at Beacon Retirement Strategies.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
While most people are fretting over their losses in the market, there are some investors who are actually taking the road less traveled. They're considering the opportunities with this downturn in the market that could help them incrementally grow their savings and investments, and you also could employ that same strategy. Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Today we are talking about four common sense investing tips that could help you weather the storms on Wall Street. And coming up in this segment, why this downturn in the stock market is an overlooked opportunity to save a small fortune in taxes in retirement and more. So let's hop right into that. We're talking about these common sense decisions and moves that you can make right now. Number two, the opportunities now with the stock market downturn.
Yeah, you know, Pete, according to Forbes, there's a financial planning opportunity in the current sell-off, and the market has been up and back and forth and down this year. But in the stock market, instead of worrying about the damage that may have been done to your portfolio, you should consider the ways that you can use the downturn to increase your after-tax wealth of you and your family. And, you know, people say, well, how do you do that? Well, Pete, one of the ways that we do that is through Roth conversion. So, you know, you can utilize downturns literally to work towards your advantage, not just today, but down the road, if you know where to look. So looking for those opportunities is really important.
Yeah. And number one is Roth conversions. This could be an opportunity of a lifetime. So let's say that you're down 20%, 22%, 23%, 25%, and you've got money in an IRA, then you can take an opportunity while it's down, convert some part of that to a Roth IRA. So let's say that there's a $100,000 account, it's dropped to $80,000, and you now take a portion of that 80, let's say 20,000, and working with a tax professional or person who, an advisor who does this like we do here at Beacon, and they tell you, hey, we could convert $20,000 of that over to Roth while it's low. So you're now only paying taxes on $20,000, whereas before it used to be worth $25,000 or $30,000. And then you put it over into the Roth, and when the market comes back, because hopefully you do believe that it will, and so far it always has, and we believe that it will, when it does, it's going to grow back in your Roth, so all tax-free. So these are opportunities that right now we are doing with clients here at Beacon. We did it in 2020 when the virus hit and things went down suddenly, I mean like 30% almost overnight. Then we took that opportunity with many of our clients to convert that money to Roth. And then in 2021, the market rebounded and came back real nicely. And now that money is Roth. The taxes have been paid on it, and it's a great thing. So there's an opportunity right there that you can take advantage of. We're talking about opportunities now with the market downturn. What we're talking here is four common sense investing tips. Number one, don't let your emotions get the best of you. And now we're in number two, John, the opportunities. The first one being a Roth conversion, but there's a couple others.
Well, the other one is looking for the silver lining. And a lot of times people will say, well, what's the silver lining to the market volatility? And if I've lost money last year and everything else, well, depending on how you're positioned, and there are always opportunities, we believe there's a buying strategy, right? Mm-hmm. So there were stocks that were beaten down really bad last year that have come back, part of them nicely this year, not all the way. Stocks don't typically come back overnight like that. But when you have market volatility, there tends to be certainly some good buying opportunities that are out there that you should consider. So for example, Warren Buffett, who's probably the most famous investor of all time, has this quote that I love. He says, I want to be fearful when others are greedy. So when everyone else is feeling comfort and the market's really high and everything's going great, that's probably, according to Warren Buffett, where you want to be, you know, basically fearful. And then he wants to be greedy when everyone else is fearful. You know, now there's a lot of fear in the market. I've had people, and Pete, I know you have too, that we've actually come in contact with that have asked questions. And these are not, you know, people that are crazy. What happens if the entire U.S. economy goes down, or the dollar is worthless and those types of things. There's a lot of fear and panic. When there's a lot of fear in the market, that's where you want to look for opportunities that over time should come out to your benefit in a portfolio strategy.
Yeah, and folks, if you like the information that we're sharing with you here today, we'd love to be able to offer you one of our books called Money Enough for Life, A Financial Roadmap for All Ages. John and I wrote that, Money Enough for Life, and it deals with this very topic here and many others that are helpful for you and your family, Roth conversions and investing tips and tax situations, moves that you could make right now. If you'd like to get this, Money Enough for Life, we'd love to sign a copy and get it in your hands. No cost at all. We'll ship it to you, send it to you. You can come in, get it in person. 615-488-9303. Just tell the person you're requesting the book. And thirdly, tax loss harvesting. According to the U.S. News, tax loss harvesting is a no-brainer. And John, why don't you just kind of explain, what the opportunity is there? It's not for everyone, but there can be opportunities.
Yeah, and you can do this at any point in the year. We're always reminded of this during tax season, and of course, towards the end of the year. So tax loss harvesting is not that hard of a concept to really understand. Basically, it's a very popular tax saving strategy. Essentially, what you would do when you do this tax loss harvesting, you would sell securities, and this would be a non-IRA, non-qualified account.
Right, just a brokerage account.
Yep, just a brokerage account. You'd sell those at a loss and offset the loss with a gain on, or a capital gain on another stock, which would give you a tax liability. So it's sort of a wash, or as close to a wash as you can get. A lot of times people have been very successful with certain stocks and they'll have a gain and they want to take part of that gain off the table, especially in a volatile market like we're in right now. But they know that if they take part of that gain off the table, then they're going to incur a tax on that gain. Now, paying a tax on a gain is a whole lot better than taking a loss.
Yes, it is.
So I don't mind paying a tax on a gain. But if you can minimize that or substantially reduce it or eliminate it, and I'm not saying you can totally eliminate taxes, but in this example, if you can eliminate a gain on one stock with a loss and offset it with a loss on another and kind of come out flat or certainly a lot better without having done it, something that you definitely might want to consider.
Yeah, so you have a good gain on a stock and it seems like a good time to sell it, and you have a $3,000 gain, let's say, or a $3,000 tax. Now you're able to sell something that's a loser and you're like, well, I don't have that much confidence it's even going to come back. And now you get to write that off for $3,000, and it's a beautiful strategy. So we'd love to be able to look at your portfolio and show you opportunities there. And John, when we're talking about tax loss harvesting, it reminds me, saving money in taxes is always a really good thing. And we love to be able to do our tax savings analysis. So folks, you may be asking yourself, what can I do to save on taxes? How can I employ strategies like this, whether it's a Roth conversion or whether it's this tax loss harvesting or whatever? And I just want more information on that. It seems like I'm overpaying in taxes and you want to pay less. You may be saying, I don't really want to be able to pay more tax than, or I don't want to have to pay more tax than I owe, but some of you may be leaving a tip and you don't even know it. So if you'd like to have the tax savings analysis here from Beacon Capital Management at no cost whatsoever to you, this analysis may reveal some really unique tax saving strategies like we've shared here today and more. And so it's an easy process. You just get us some basic information. We meet together, and then we're going to run that through our tax savings analysis.
Yeah, and then we're going to explore what you might do right now, and not just right now, but in the future for your family to avoid a hefty tax bill, or maybe you can reduce it later on. So we're going to see if we can save you money and fees that you're currently paying. Do you know what your fees are? What you could learn on something like a tax savings analysis literally could save you much more money than what you might realize. So in some cases, Pete, this has been tens of thousands of dollars. We've even seen it where it's been hundreds of thousands of dollars over time. So reach out to us, 615-488-9303, to learn more about how you can get for your family our free tax savings analysis. That number one more time, 615-488-9303.
And what can you do right now to minimize your risk during the market downturn? A lot of people are asking about that. Maybe you are. Well, we're going to be tackling that big topic coming up next right here at Beacon Retirement Strategies.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download and it's available by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Coming up in this segment, some diversification strategies that you could implement right away that could minimize your risk, potentially improve your performance in the midst of this volatile and unpredictable time that we're in right now. So let's jump right into it. Diversify and minimize risk. It's critical, folks. It is critical to know your risk tolerance. And John, of all the people who respond to our radio show and come in and we do a risk analysis, about how many do you think would really know exactly how much risk is in their portfolio right now?
Very few. I mean,
sad.
Because what they do, Pete, is they sort of just kind of go along with the herd mentality. Like, you know, last year sat down, for example, with countless people who did not realize the risk that they had within their bond portfolio in a rising interest rate environment. And they're like, hey, this part of my portfolio is supposed to be my more conservative piece, and it's losing just like everything else, right? Well, you know, one of the most basic things they teach you in financial planning is the inverse relationship of interest rates and the bond market. You know, when interest rates go up, bonds go down. Well, what was happening last year? Interest rates were going up much quicker, a lot more interest rate increases from the Fed than I think anyone expected. And so I think it's that in this example, when we talk about minimizing risk, it's not that people don't want to know how much risk that they have. Everybody wants to know how much risk they have. It's really spending the time to sit down with someone who can actually show them the data, which is one of the things that we do here. When we sit down and we do a risk analysis, we don't just give people our opinion. Oh, you're fine, or you have too much at risk, or you know, you're too conservative, whatever. It's Morningstar reports and things that actually show people in black and white in writing how much risk they have. And so one of the things I know to be true is how much concern there is right now. And I think that's kind of sad, to be honest with you, because volatility in the market is, you know, is always going to be there. Now, we've got some things happening now that are a little bit unsettling, but this is, you know, we'll get through this. But as we get through it, I want to understand, if I'm someone out there with a portfolio, I want to understand how much risk I have in the environment that we're in right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, if this is something that you're concerned about, on our website, beaconcm.com, just go to that. And under helpful resources, there are some downloads. And we have this 2023 investment and retirement bundle that you can turn to that talks about this very topic that we have here today. And there's some pieces that you can read about inflation and taxes and risk and the checklist. And we'd love to get you that. And there's no cost for it. You just download it right off your computer, simple as can be. We'd love to get that in your hands. I think that's a really good thing. And folks, if you are now just joining us, maybe you're riding around on Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and you feel like you're just joining us and don't really know what we're talking about today, this is Beacon Retirement Strategies. And we are tackling 4 common sense investing tips that can get you through these financial storms. Things like, you know, don't let your emotions get the best of you. Make sure that you know what your risk tolerance is. Look for the opportunities out there. Diversify, minimize risk, and all that. And John, I can remember just recently one of our advisors was sharing with us in our advisor meeting how they had met with some clients at the end of 2022, and of course, the market had a really bad year, and this particular client was, you know, was down like 30% or whatever, and they were able to show that similar clients of Beacon, obviously, if there's money in the market, it's going to go down too. But the way that we allocate the monies into different buckets, having certain amount for growth and certain amount for protection, certain amount for income and that, that actually our typical client at the same time was down maybe like 8 to 10% as opposed to 20%. And they were wondering, how in the world do you do that? And again, part of it is diversifying properly, not just diversifying different mutual funds.
Yeah, and some people even more. You know, the S&P in 22 was down just under 20%, but the NASDAQ in tech and growth was down over 30%, mm-hmm. about 33, 34%. And, you know, one of the things that we did as a firm back in February of 22 was we adjusted out of some of our tech and growth and that type of thing based on the fact that it became pretty evident to us that the Fed was going to raise rates higher than what anyone expected. And they still raised rates a lot higher than I thought they were going to at the beginning of the year. But, it, you know, I've sat down with several people who were heavy tech and growth, and there was no adjustment that was made.
Wow.
So they were down significantly more last year than the S&P 500. And does that mean they're not going to come back? Of course not. I believe in our economy. I believe in our market.
What we talk about here at Beacon is asset class diversification, having different asset classes so that when one zigs, another zags, and they're not all performing, you know, with the stock market. And so understanding what that is very important. And diversification and asset allocation are always critical to protecting your wealth. And if you're paying somebody to manage your money, they need to be managing it. So I looked up the word diversification, and according to Investopedia, it says diversification is a technique that reduces risk by allocating investments among various financial instruments, industries, and other categories, which really that's talking about asset class diversification, not just what we would consider regular diversification. So folks, make sure that you're properly diversified. If you're not sure, ask your advisor. And if you don't have an advisor, give us a call, 615-488-9303, and we'd love to be able to help and show you that. So if things like the market volatility, inflation, potentially looming recession make you feel like your retirement is at risk, you're not alone, folks. Do you know how much risk truly is in your portfolio as it stands right now? At Beacon Capital, we'd love to offer you a risk analysis. This is a comprehensive, complimentary checkup to help you discover things like how much risk you're currently taking on, what kind of risk that is, and how that risk could actually affect your future.
Yeah. Plus, we talk about doing a tax and fee analysis. There's lots, you know, we're in the middle of tax season. There's lots of tax opportunities right now. All this is for free. Even if you already have someone managing your portfolio, we'd like to offer you this free risk analysis. It's a second opinion on your portfolio, and in today's current market conditions, that's probably a good deal for you. So here's how this works. We're going to meet with you and gather some basic information, and then we'll come back to you with our findings and recommendations. It takes a little bit of your time. We do the heavy lifting, and you get the information at no cost or obligation to your family.
Yeah, and to schedule that, folks, it's easy. Just call 615-488-9303. You can also go to beaconcm.com and find out where you can actually ask for a meeting and an appointment there to schedule that. Again, the phone number is 615-488-9303 or go to beaconcm.com. So, are you questioning any of your investments right now? How are you reacting to the volatility and uncertainty in the market? Next up, we're actually going to be showing you the most important, I think the number one step that you can take right now.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. And that's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303.
You remember what happened in the 2008 financial crisis, I'm sure. 2022 and 23 brought another market downturn, major volatility, and uncertainty to investors and retirees. And there likely could be many more events happening maybe even this year, but certainly throughout your lifetime. The question is, how can you insulate your retirement savings from these critical events in the future. You are listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and we want to be able to help you with those things. And John, so far, before we get into this number one thing that I think that folks need to do right now, what we've covered so far is don't let your emotions get the best of you.
Yep, absolutely. Very important in a volatile market. We've talked about then looking for opportunities, even if you're a little concerned or you feel like it's a scary time, because, Pete, there's always opportunities.
Yeah, and then thirdly, diversify and minimize risk. So number four, we said we think this is the most important. I mean, these other things are important, but the number one thing is know that you have created and have a written financial game plan. I mean, if a team is going to win in a sports event or whatever, if an army is going to defeat another army, the most important thing is having a game plan and a strategy going forward. And John, that's what we believe is the defining difference here at Beacon Capital.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you think about how hard you have worked for what you have, or how hard you're working towards retirement. Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of compare it to when you go on vacation. Not that your retirement's like a vacation. Well, it's sort of an endless vacation, hopefully, if you plan well. But, you know, when we go to Florida in the summer, we go down to Florida, you know, every summer. My wife's a teacher, okay? So she's very detail-oriented, and everything is planned. Most people wouldn't take a trip without planning through every step of how you're going to get to the airport, what flight you're going to be on, what hotel you're going to stay in, what resort, et cetera. So you have a plan, right? Mm-hmm. But Pete, we've sat down with countless people over the years that worked 30, 40 years of their life. They're good savers. They've worked hard. They've raised a family. And they get to this point of life where they're supposed to be able to enjoy the fruit of their labor, and they worry about it. Mm-hmm. Statistics tell us, like, 83% of people in America are something like that, and there's some that are more and some that are less, are concerned about outliving their income. So when we talk about creating this written game plan, one of the first things that I talk to retirees about is, do you have a written income plan mm-hmm. for how you're going to generate income? You know, and I'll tell you, in the last several years with COVID and inflation and all this back and forth and volatility, if you haven't had a written income plan over that period of time, you need to get one, because what we're in right now, we believe, is going to continue for a while. And not knowing and having confidence of where your income is coming from, as for an example, which is just part of this written plan, that is no way to live out your retirement dreams.
Yeah. And folks, if you're just joining us, we are Beacon Retirement Strategies. And what we're talking about today is four common investing tips right now in the midst of this crisis. And we're talking about things like, don't let your emotions get the best of you. Look for opportunities, even in dark times like this and scary times. Diversify and minimize risk. And now creating a written financial game plan. And John, you mentioned going on a trip and how important it is to plan things out. That's a 2-week trip, not a 2-decade period of yep. your life, like retirement. And, you know, I know you're a fitness buff and have been for a long time. And I've seen you, you know, have a written plan on this is the next 2 months and what you know, I was given to be training like in order to get to a certain level of fitness. And same with me and my running. You know, every week my coach sets out a written plan of what I'm to do from Monday through the next Sunday. And I follow that as best I can. And so if these things are important to you, which they are, health is important, but your financial wealth is very, very important when you're in retirement or getting close to it. And so having a written game plan, things like income, even a written tax plan, John, and how to maximize your Social Security benefits. There's so many pieces of the puzzle that really make a full-blown plan. Having it written, having a guide, following that, so important.
Yeah. So you mentioned Social Security. Very few people actually have a detailed report. That's one of the things that we do here for folks when they get ready to retire, is how and when should you take money from Social Security? And it's not as simple as just pick an age, 62, full retirement, or 70, because there are other components, there are other puzzle pieces, Pete, like you just talked about. So for example, how is your Social Security and when you take it going to impact your strategy for withdrawing money from your IRA or your 401k or other retirement accounts. Do you have a strategy for how you're going to pull money out of those deferred accounts? Are those balanced out with tax-free accounts or brokerage accounts or other things? And so having the strategy, and then things like avoiding what could be a devastating impact on things like required minimum distributions.
Yeah. In fact, I just had that question from a friend that I give some advice to. He lives in another state. I'm not really his financial advisor, although he says I am. I'm not managing his money and whatever, but he had some questions about RMDs because he's turning that age of 73 and next year. And so he wanted to talk about that. And so I was just giving him some advice on things that he could do. And that's very important to the strategy of his future income and, you know, how that's going to be impacted for taxes and all those kind of things, where the money needs to come from for RMDs. So do you have a strategy for that? So having a written plan for all these things, including having an estate plan, John. You know, the beauty here is we have Ryan Knight, estate planning attorney, that's part of our team here at Beacon. He helps almost all of our clients with certain estate planning things. And we think that's critical to have a written plan of how you want stuff to go when, and not if, but when you die.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the thing is, according to Ryan, it still blows my mind, but he's told us that like 65% of people around the country and in Tennessee work an entire lifetime, but that they don't have any kind of an estate plan. And so making sure you protect from an estate planning perspective, everything you've worked a lifetime to build is super important. And then, you know, Pete, I also think, especially now, people are looking how expensive things are, and who doesn't like a good deal, right? So how do you know, or do you know, what your fees and expenses are within your portfolio? What if you could reduce your fees? I mean, you know, if you think about going and buying something that's on sale, people love a good deal. Well, you certainly want good management on your investments, but our experience is that many people are overpaying in terms of the fees on their investments. So if you could save a half a percent, you know, we can't guarantee that. We'd have to look at someone's situation. Maybe you could save 1%. Well, if you have a $500,000 portfolio, 1% a year is $5,000. $1 million, that's $10,000 a year. And so people are looking for opportunities. It's not just beating the market. It's also where you can reduce some fees and expenses.
Yeah. Create a written financial game plan. Do you have that? And can you answer these two quick questions? Do you know how long it's been since you did a detailed risk assessment? Or do you have any specific risk mitigation strategies in your portfolio? If you don't know the answer to these questions, it can be the fastest way that I know of that you can run through your life savings far too soon and add to that the possibility you take a big loss because of too much risk. But we'd love to give you clarity on these two questions and more with what we call our five-step Beacon Comprehensive Wealth Plan. That's what we're talking about here, having a written financial game plan. That's a comprehensive wealth plan. And this customized plan that is unique to us covers five essential areas of investing that could help your money go further in retirement, protect it, and so on. Things like income planning, investment planning, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, and an estate plan. We call that the five pillars: income plan, investment plan, tax plan, healthcare plan, estate plan. We do it all here under one roof. We call it the comprehensive wealth plan. We'd love to be able to do this up for you, a written plan. And so you need to give us a call at 615-488-9303. Again, we have people standing by, 615-488-9303. We want to give you straightforward advice, objective advice that could help you make the most of every dollar that you've saved for retirement. Again, the number is 615-488-9303.
Well, our time is up for this week, folks. We hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing our thoughts with you. Feel free to call us anytime. Again, our number, 615-488-9303. If you'd like to learn more about how we can help you or your family, you can also visit us online at beaconcm.com. Until next week, I'm John Maxson here with Pete Benson From Beacon Capital Management, thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember this, peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management, LLC is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Insurance and Health, LLC, Beacon Insurance, an affiliate of Beacon Capital. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.